This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English from bbclearningenglish.com.
I am a massive science fiction geek. Ever since I was young, I've been captivated by tales of interstellar adventure, aliens, robots, and cutting-edge technology. I always loved the concept of cyborgs. That's a human-robot hybrid. They are ordinary humans who have been enhanced in some way by technology. More intelligence, faster speed, or better resilience to disease and damage. Great ideas, but I never thought I'd see them in my lifetime. Well, I stand corrected. Integrated biology and technology is already here, and people have wasted no time utilizing it to re-engineer their bodies. Take, for example, Neil Harbison, who has an antenna protruding from his head that allows him to hear color. Or Moon Rebus, who has an implant that allows her to sense seismic activity. Now, neither are abilities that I particularly covet, but it's a start. And it doesn't end there. As technology increases, so too will our ability to enhance ourselves through it. One of the latest developments is the graphene tattoo. Not an actual tattoo at all, but more like a patch. The graphene tattoo could revolutionize biomedical monitoring. It looks much like a transparent plaster, but with a gold-colored circuit board contained within it. This circuit is the graphene. Graphene is a form of carbon, but it's 200 times stronger than steel and conducts electricity better than gold, which is the component typically used in electronics. The human body is basically an electrical machine. When in contact with the skin, the graphene in the plaster is able to read and conduct the electricity, allowing it to easily be used as a medical monitor for heart rate and pulse, among other things. And even more, graphene tattoos can be used as bioelectric controllers, as demonstrated by one engineer who attached them to his eyelids in order to direct which way a drone flew, just by looking with his eyes. I know that biotechnology is a long way from allowing humans to be able to lift a car or run halfway around the world in a single day like I wanted to be able to do when I was a child. But it's improving all the time. And once the price of graphene falls, who knows what else we'll be able to do. I'll see you in the future.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.